This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Beautiful day out there. Carol says, I see the beanie has been reinstated. We're in the in-between times right now. Like, the guys are used to it, you know? Yeah.
It's cold. It's cold some days.
Yeah.
Other
yeah.
days, maybe it's mm-hmm. a no beanie day.
It's no kidding around having no hair in your head. Like, people just don't realize. Like, it's a real insulator. The beanie will come and go until it's like, you know, 70 degrees all the time, then it's snaky head, Dave. So mm-hmm. get used
to that.
What
about a good fedora?
I can't pull it off, man. I can't pull it off.
Pull it off.
I can't.
You got to find the right one.
Oh.
You got a perfect head.
There may be one in the world.
Well,
it's like
what?
The Holy Grail.
Then buy 20 of those and you'll have them forever.
It's funny, though, you mentioned that because when I was a kid, I had a treasure chest full of hats. Mm-hmm. And I'd keep it next to me watching TV. And as I would change programs, I would change hats, like a fireman's hat or a cop hat or Davy Crockett, whatever it was. So hats have always been a big deal with me.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Now, see, the beanies, I have a big head. I got like a giant head. If I wore like a light blue shirt and some khaki pants and got on my knees, people would be trying to get water out of me. You know what I'm saying? So like the fold-up part you have, I have to fold it down for it to fit.
Wow.
So I was on Amazon, and I found a beanie that said was extra, extra large.
Yeah.
So I said, well, let me see what that's about, right? So I ordered one, and this thing fits me perfectly. And there's even like a skosh more room at the top, like if I had like just a ridiculous head, right? So I wore that this past weekend, and my wife says, that looks good on you. I'm like, yeah, thank you. So
there you go.
You know, yeah.
Your wife's awesome, by the way.
Yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate
it. She was
that.
Great. Yeah, she's really cool.
She's cool, man. She's, you know, and, you know, despite she's... fact that she's, you know, had a side piece for a few years, doesn't bother me at all.
Well, what are you gonna do? You got a giant head.
No, you know what, I would be nothing without her.
Yeah,
you know,
she's very
know
she's good that. People
she's good people, she's got a good heart, and she's ride or die with me, man. We've been together. She was 21 and she just turned 60.
That's so, your whole life.
That
is the great Tony Scott, the legend from 96.3. And as I said, Tone, you're here to play Sweet 16, but we almost never play.
Right.
We just talk. We just end up talking about stuff.
We do.
And I got one for you.
Okay.
Because we're around the same age. We're in the same era. I just turned 60.
Yeah.
For the first time ever.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom just passed away at 97.
Okay.
I could have a long time.
Yeah.
Which I'm not sure I want, but I could. But for the first time ever, I've been sensing running out of time.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't feel like, oh, I could do that in 10 years. I'm like, if you're going to do it, you better do it.
Yeah.
Have you gone through that?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I was, you know, when my daughter graduated from college, my youngest daughter at UT Austin, and we got an Airbnb and we had folks staying with us and stuff like that. And the day after she graduated, I was laying in bed, and I'm telling you the truth, and I had tears coming down my eyes, not because she graduated. Because I was telling myself, how could I have got this so wrong? My career. How could I have got this so wrong? Right? And I was, yeah. And you question, like, there's so much more I want to do, but I feel like I'm running out of time, right? Because I'm older than you, right? And it's one of those things where you question things, and people say, you'll be fine. You're not in my head, right? It's different in my head. I appreciate what you're saying. You got time, but you're not in my head. You don't know. Right. And so I'm thinking I need to get this done and this done. And, you know, one of the things, and I think Rachel and I talked about this on her podcast one time, is like one of the things that I'll never forgive myself for is when I got laid off from Magic back in the day, which is like 10 years ago, over 10 years ago. There were some things that had to stop because there was no income. And so I wasn't able to provide the life that my family was accustomed to anymore because of that. And one of the things, I've always hated myself for that, right? And I've tried to make up for that. But you do the best you can, and it pains, still pains me when I think about it, that, you know, my girls never had to do without, but they had to do with without what they were accustomed to. Mm-hmm. And that was, it still is painful when I think about it, because the last thing, you know, you want your kids to do is to go without, right? And they didn't until they did.
I just, you know, there are all these stupid little things on TikTok. And one of them was a blue door and a red door. And the blue door was $10 million. Mm-hmm. The red door was you can go back and fix all your mistakes. Mm-hmm. And to me, it wasn't even close. Let me fix my mistakes.
Really?
Yes.
Now, see, to me, I was taught never leave money on the table.
I would take, you can fix them with $10 million?
I would take the $10 million because I am who I am because of my mistakes. And I understand that, right? I get that part. But it's just, in my way of thinking, what's done is done. And there's not much I can do other than to be, you know, the best person that I can be. And that was a decision I made when my father died. You know, I decided moving forward that I was going to be the best father, grandfather, husband, brother, uncle, and friend I could be to everybody. I was going to be nice to everybody. And you know, some days are easier than others because I've had a past, and it wasn't good. It hasn't been good. And you try and make amends, and you try and do the right thing. And what I've learned is that being mean to people is much harder than being nice to people.
Hmm.
Right? So I choose to be nice to people. Can I be mean? Yeah, I can be mean to people, but I don't like it. I don't want to do it, you know. And I like to be nice to people, right? I mean, if I wasn't a mean person, would I be sitting here having a conversation with Dave Glover?
No.
No, I would not.
No.
I would not, because you and I probably wouldn't get along.
Right.
Right? Because I would be, they say envy is jealousy without the hate. But I would probably be jealous, because if I was that evil of a person like I used to be, right? And so I choose to go this route because I did that for most of my life, and it wasn't fun. You're right. It wasn't fun at all. I enjoy this, but my thing is that there's a lot I got wrong.
What do you think fueled the mean side of Tony?
My mental health, my depression, right? I thought everybody was like, you know, growing up, people say, man, life sucks. Life's just, so I thought it was suck for everybody, right? So I just had that attitude all my life, right? And I found out that that's not the case. And what fueled that is the expectation that life is miserable, because that's what everybody says. But what I found out is life is miserable if you treat it that way, right? And I learned from therapy, medication, a supportive wife, a supportive family, that it's not like that. It doesn't have to be that way. I can be better than what I was. I can be a better version of myself. And I work towards that, like, constantly. Do I fail some days? Yeah. I still have a very bad temper, right? Very bad temper. But I try. I try. And you know, there's a lot of people that I've apologized to for my behavior over the years. And some of them say, that's not a big deal. And some of them say, go to hell. And I say, well, I was going there anyway, but okay, that's what you want, you know, but it's fine. And I don't have a problem with that, because I know how I was. You know, I was a handful. And it was, you know, for me, the grace of God and finding out about therapy and medication and things like that, that actually, I literally believe it saved my life, because I've had suicidal thoughts in my life for many years. And it's something that I dealt with, you know, but to be to strive to be a better person of yourself is a goal that I seek out every day. Some days I don't make it. Some days I do. And it's just a learning process. So, but to your point where you feel like you're running out of time, yeah, that, you know, I don't know if it's natural. I mean, we're two guys who do the same thing for a living. So maybe it's just us, right? Because this is a young man's game, right? I mean, I'm on a radio station that targets a certain demographic, and I'm not even in a demographic anymore, right? But I still produce, right? And I work relatively cheap, so they let me hang around.
How much in this business,
yeah,
with anywhere where you have celebrities, mm-hmm, whether it's radio, television, Hollywood, chefs, you see that, what's the word I'm looking for? Just the God complex.
Mm-hmm.
Were you like that, or were you just really annoyed easily?
I was annoyed easily, right? I didn't think my stuff didn't stink. I just didn't care, right? All I cared about was my money, right? And back in the day when we had an appearance at wherever for a couple of hours on Saturday, you got paid right there,
mm-hmm,
right? And if I didn't have my money, I'm looking for somebody.
Right? Like Chuck Berry.
Yes. Yeah, you know. And so my program director told me, he said, there's something wrong. I was like, what are you talking about, right? And he says, people fear you. And I was like, that's a bad thing? He goes, yes, it's a bad thing. He goes, people don't want to work with you. If people don't want to work with you, you're not going to make any money. That got my attention, right? And then he's the one who gave me the phone number for our EAP program. And that started my journey with mental health and then going to see a therapist and for a while a psychiatrist because they prescribe meds. And I found out that I probably have had mental issues most of my life. And I had to do something about it because I was going to lose the most important person in my life, which was my wife. And because she was running out of steam. She was losing her patience and I couldn't have that. So, I got help. I got on medication. It changed my life. It changed my perspective. And I'm still human. I'm still flawed. I still make mistakes. I still get frustrated. And I still feel like I'm running out of time. Is there a solution for that? I don't know, because we're both in that boat. But I'm older than you, so my time is running a little bit more, mm-hmm, faster than you, right?
Yeah.
Right? So, and I worry about that all the time. You know, when I'm driving home, I'm driving in silence trying to figure out what my next move is going to be.
Yeah.
What am I going to do next? You know, I got a couple of, you know, I do a lot of voiceover work. I got a couple of steady clients, but then I have one and want to go away. And then it's like, you know, but you try and find the work, but you don't want to like lowball yourself. You got to ask for what you're worth, right? And that's a whole thing, but it's competitive. It's a whole thing. And then, you know, got to worry about the radio show, having content for it. How can I condense this? And it's just a constant thing. And it doesn't seem to stop, but it's also something that, I don't know if you're addicted to radio, you know, it's in your blood and it's hard to get out, right? My wife and I have talked about you before. It's like, how would he give up? Why would he give up a law career? You know how hard it is to get a law degree? The man walked away from a law career to be on the radio. I've been on radio for way longer than him, and I can tell you there's no way in hell I'd have done that. but everybody has their journey.
Yeah.
Right? And you are probably happier now,
yeah,
than you would have been as a lawyer. Now, how long, if I asked you today, how long, if you were still a lawyer, how long would you be practicing law? How long have you been practicing law if you were still doing it today?
I graduated in 90.
Okay.
So I'm not good at math, but 35 years.
Yeah.
And, but for me, so law school was a lark. I went on a lark. I had no plan to do it and did well in law school. Came out, went into an exceptionally mean law firm. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what beat it out of me. I think I probably would have lasted maybe 10 or 20 years without that, but that was so terrible. It's like having your first relationship or your first marriage, having someone physically abuse you, you're not really looking to go date again.
Yeah.
So when I see my friends who I graduated with from law school who are still lawyers, it's so weird. Like they look like grownups, and I look like this, like I'm late for third grade. It's funny because the only thing I ever wanted to do was be a comedian or a comedy writer or a musician or an artist. But my dad was World War II, right, at 17 years old,
yeah,
carried a lunch pail.
Yeah.
And so when his son says, like, hey, I want to be a comedy writer, like on Newhart, the kibosh was put hard. Mm-hmm. Like, that was not a job. Mm-hmm. And my brother kind of ruined it for me because he was 11 years older than me. He was a musician and kind of a pothead. And so when I came along and I'm playing drums and guitar, they're like, oh, no, no, we know how this goes. So I grew up thinking being an artist in any way was just above being a criminal. Mm-hmm. And so it took me to 36 to get, and I didn't, it was not like I had any great guts or balls. It just sort of happened and I really got lucky. But this feels right. Mm-hmm. Whereas that never felt right.
Lawyer, you never felt
right? Never felt right. No.
Well, radio feels right.
Feels right.
But you have done comedy.
Yeah.
You have done music.
Yep.
Have you been a comedy writer?
I've never written for anyone else, but I write
for yourself.
Though. Yeah. I mean, four hours a day.
So you have written comedy.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. No, I've done pretty much everything I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I don't have any. I had a very complicated childhood and adolescence. But I don't hold grudges over that. My mom and dad gave me the best advice they could.
Yeah.
And for 99 people out of 100, that's good advice.
Well, you know what? The thing is that, see, they just always say that, you know, there's no handbook for parenting. Actually, yeah. There is. But when we were growing up, there was not. Right?
Yeah.
So my father taught me not to cry. When I would cry as a little boy. What you crying for? You don't need to cry. You're a boy. You don't cry. Right? I'd get that, right? So when he died, to this day, I've never cried because he died. Hmm. I've never shed a tear over him dying, right? Now, I have cried. I'm not going to lie to you. And it felt so good. Hmm. It felt so good to cry, right? And it's like one of those things. But that's what, you know, he taught me. But he taught me a lot of great things, too, right? But he taught me, we don't do that. You don't cry. When I got into radio, my sister used to always say that he would tell her, when's he going to get a real job? Because he didn't understand, right? He came out, I used to have a house, I had a house built in Wildwood, and he came out, 4,000 square foot house, 3-car garage, big giant lot. I mean, it was beautiful, right? And he came, first time he came, he's like, whose house is this? Did I tell you that story?
No.
No. I said, this is my house. He was like, this ain't your house, man. Whose house is this? I said, this is my house. He was like, what, are you renting it? I'm like, no, I'm buying it. He was like, this ain't your house, right? I said, it is mine. He goes, how you get a house like this? I'm like, Dad, I said, he goes, you work on the radio. I'm like, Dad, I said, I'm very good at what I do, and they pay me for that. And he looked at me. He was like, yeah, that's not, yeah, no, this ain't your house, man. I was like, he's walking around with his cane tapping on the pipes, you know, that kind of stuff like that. But when Hurricane Ike wiped him out in Galveston, he had to come live with me for 6 weeks, which I was honored to have him, right? And it's so funny how things come full circle because we were on my back deck explaining to him what was happening with the house in Galveston. And I told him, you don't have to worry about anything. I said, you took care of me until I could take care of myself. I'm going to take care of you. You got all the room you need here. Whatever you need, you can have. All you got to do is say it. I'm going to take care of you. He looks at me with tears in his eyes. I wasn't supposed to cry, right? But now he's crying.
That's something.
You know? So that moment taught me that, you know what? He's human.
Yeah, that's something.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a story when we get back from break.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, guys. DG, ask the legend, Tony Scott, is here with us. And I knew we'd do this. We're just talking about stuff. But speaking of dads, my dad was harsh and not openly supportive of much with me. And I did lots of stuff and, you know, played in bands and high school and college sports, law school, radio. And he just never let his guard down much. And after he passed, after he was gone, I found a scrapbook with every article ever written about me.
Wow.
That he put together.
Wow.
I'd
have broke down.
I did.
You did.
I mean, he kept that. He cut them out himself.
I feel like I'm the broke version of you. that had to have blown your mind, though.
It did. It.
Yeah.
A complete 180.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
didn't know how to say it.
Right.
Yeah.
My dad's the same way, right? And my mom used to always say, your dad is so proud of you. My dad died in 2010, how old was I, 50. And my dad in 50 years never once told me that he loved me. But I knew that he did.
Yeah.
Right? I knew that he did. But in his world, we don't say I love you.
Yeah.
You know, this is a man who had a horrible childhood because he had a horrible father.
Yeah.
And he could have chose to be like his father, but he chose to be, you know, otherwise. Him and his brother.
Yeah.
Him and his brother decided they had like seven sisters. And they said they were not going to get married until each one of them was married. And if you ever saw my aunts, you knew it was going to be a while because they were some rough looking sisters right there. They were like.
Thank you, Tim.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy,
Let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.